Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me is Rich.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you made it this time. All right.
I did.
And Mark.
Hello.
And Corey is not with us today, so it is just us three pioneering along. Is that a thing, pioneering along?
Mm-hmm. Sure, why not?
And so we're here to do a show, and let me bring up my notes.
What else would we be here for?
Well, we're friends. We could be on here just to talk.
Then why would we be recording it and putting it in the podcast feed?
Because it would probably be way more interesting than us doing the show.
No, it wouldn't.
Anyway, I'm a little confused what we're doing today.
Because we're doing nothing. We're doing nothing.
Happy New Year. I could talk.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I can tell you one thing. If I was the one who wasn't able to make the show, everything would be going as it would have been. Be like, oh, who gives a shit about him?
Look, I took a week off, all right? It was just the two of us last week, and we didn't have anything to talk about. Because I didn't want to ruin Star Wars. And did you see Star Wars, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can spoil the shit out of that. We'll give people warning before we do that. But
I recorded a whole spoiler cast about it.
Oh, did you really? I didn't see it.
Yeah. And here are some spoilers right now. There's a reason I never brought it up in the Facebook chat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't like it.
We could talk about that right now, since that's probably the most interesting thing that there is to talk about, and the most current thing, and the most thing that's still, you know, a big deal and ongoing.
All right, so we're going to spoil Star Wars, and if you haven't seen it, then you're going to probably want to skip ahead, and I don't know how long.
If you haven't seen it by now, you probably don't care that much.
Right.
I don't care at all, and I saw it, so that's telling you something.
Well, you don't care about spoilers specifically anyway. So
in most cases.
Most cases.
I mean, I don't like it when things are spoiled within a day or within an hour or within minutes. Like, I remember it's Game of Thrones season 4 or whatever, spoilers, but when King Joffrey died,
yeah,
I remember someone saying about a few minutes. I don't think it aired in certain time zones.
Yeah, it hadn't even aired in the latest time zones, like Pacific time or maybe even our time, Central time.
Yeah, I just remember someone tweeting, and I know there were multiple cases of this, but someone that I followed tweeted, it was great having you on the show or whatever. Like, she tweeted at the actor and was like, you did a really great job, you'll be missed. I'm like, well, I guess he dies already. Because I thought he was going to die later on in the season, because he died pretty early.
Died in like the second episode, I want to think.
So, yeah. And also, there are times when I feel like I won't care about spoilers, because I don't care that much about a product, but then I care more than I do after finding out. Like, this, are we safe to spoil the last season of Game of Thrones too?
Since it's been a while? Sure.
Sure.
Okay, so when there were a few episodes left, I was listening to a podcast, and they said they were going to talk about the book, how the last book that has come out ended. And I was like, you know what? I don't really care about spoilers. And then they talked about it, and it was like, oh, Jon Snow dies. I'm like, oh, maybe I did actually care more than I thought. Didn't want to know that. That's why I saw Star Wars, basically.
And I think those people that think Jon Snow really died in the book are silly. I think they're silly. So
I don't think he
indeed
died.
And like I've said before, I think if he did die, he'll be brought back. Like they haven't done that in the books, or they did that in the books, but they haven't really done that in the show, where they bring people back from the dead. So that's like, something.
I'm still waiting for his stepmom to come back.
Yeah, that's never happened in the show.
Yeah, she comes back in the books.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe that's how they're gonna play it off, instead of having her. Maybe they couldn't get her back, but they'll be like, oh, well, that's how we're gonna explain how bringing Jon Snow back. So we'll see. But
she's too busy making Moby Dick movies.
Was she in that or something?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Ah.
Oops.
So Oops. So I've been to the theaters twice to see the new Star Wars movie.
Me and the
girl I've been seeing, Bobby, we went Friday night. Yeah, we went and seen it. So I thought it was great the second time.
Yeah, me too, man. I freaking loved it. It's after the prequels, I'm just relieved that this was halfway decent.
Yeah.
And that the acting performances weren't so cardboard.
That's a great way to put it, halfway decent. No, the problem with the movie is that it's a movie made for people who already love Star Wars or people who aren't really that familiar with it, because it is drowning in fan service and it is a spiritual retelling of a New Hope, which I thought was okay. So for me, someone who's familiar with the franchise, I've seen all the live action movies, I haven't seen any animated stuff. I've played a decent amount of games and gotten story through those. It was just me sitting in the theater thinking a lot of the time, well, they're doing this again, huh? Oh, this again. And yeah, it's a better version of that, and it's all well done, and it's incredibly well produced. Everything is put together so nicely, and it's incredibly polished. I'm not taking away from that, but as someone who's familiar with Star Wars and has just seen the same shit all over again and hitting beats, and it just was like, oh, it's not really that original. I am incredibly excited for the next one and Rogue One. Like Rogue One, I love the cast. That alone makes me interested. And then I think J.J. Abrams is incredibly overrated. But I love Rian Johnson, and I feel like this movie got all of the, I'm sure the next ones will have fan service too, but I think this one just was like, hey, it's okay. We get it. We know what you fans want, you people who already love it. So they just gave us all of that and set everything up, and hopefully now that shit is out of the way, we can move on. Because Han's dead too. Let's just get rid of all this old shit, redo some of it, and just dump it all in this first movie and then move on, hopefully.
Yeah, okay. Anyways.
Whatever. I mean, you're two hardcore Star Wars fans, so of course you're going to love this shit.
Yeah, you're right. We do.
I mean, they just basically shoved this they just came all over your face. That's what J.J. Abrams did. He cummed all over your face. Enjoy your facial.
Yeah, but here's the deal, though, man. I mean, they have to, like, I think I loved it because, for me as a Star Wars fan, it was a great transition from the old guard to the beginning of the new guard. So, I mean, I loved it.
I just think it's not as great of a standalone product as you think it is.
But it's not a standalone project.
But like you were saying when you were talking about it on Facebook, you're just like, oh, this is just a solid good movie. I mean, it's a solid.
Yeah, I agree.
It is.
There are a million movies I'd rather watch.
But see, if you're not a Star Wars fan,
exactly,
you're not.
If I'm not a Star Wars fan, they should fucking turn me into one with this movie.
And
you know what KOTOR did? KOTOR made me, after already seeing the prequels, say to myself, maybe they weren't as bad as I thought they were, and I bought them all at Walmart. And then I watched them, and I was like, "Oh God, no!" That's what KOTOR did for me. That's not what this movie did. Not make me want to go and rewatch any Star Wars thing. I am almost 100% sure that if I did go back and watch the movies, or if I at least just watched the original trilogy and watched A New Hope, and had that more fresh in my brain when I saw this, I would have like this movie even less, of course.
Honestly, though, I watched A New Hope before I seen this movie, like 2 weeks before the movie came out, and I found New Hope to be boring now.
Because it's not that great. It's okay.
But I found this movie to be fantastic. I really did. I liked the characters. The whole thing with Finn being a stormtrooper and him throwing off that mantle of, I don't want to do this. This is terrible.
I don't get that. I don't get him as a character. There better be a shitload more of people who are like him and don't want to rebel against them. Because if it's just him, just this one guy, fuck that shit. That's dumb as bullshit.
But But if you, there are scenes in the movie where they talked about how they kidnapped these kids and they brainwashed them to be stormtroopers, that was brought up in the movie as well.
Right.
They even did reconditioning on him once before. They brought that up in the movie as well. So he has fought this off before. So there is something with him that they haven't got into yet, because he's forcing off their training. Now,
if he's been such a problem child for them, and they've had to, then fucking just throw him away. They have so many other people. They don't need him.
Someone's got to clean the toilets.
I've read.
Yeah, maybe he was a soldier or something, and they demoted him down to.
I read the Wikipedia for him, and apparently he was like the ideal soldier. He was, you know, the top of the class, and he was the one they would point at and be like, "You got to be like him." And I'm wondering how much story there is out there in, you know, outside of the movie and outside of all the shit that explains it, because it doesn't make sense to me. Like, was he only in simulations? And this was the part in the movie on Jakku in the very beginning. Was that his first ever time in the actual field? Because he seemed flustered.
It was.
But then I don't understand his backstory. And like, was he this great soldier in the simulation? They're like, this is the soldier, so we're going to put him in sanitation. What? That doesn't fucking make any sense. I don't understand Finn as a character. His backstory. It's all confusing to me.
Wow, for someone who didn't like the movie, you went to Wikipedia?
Well, I did when I talked about it. Because I wanted, because that was the thing that annoyed the shit out of me the most about the movie, was Finn, because I liked Finn. Like, I really liked Finn and Rey, but I didn't, how Finn became who he was. Like, it's like he's been brainwashed, you know, he was taken at such a young age that he doesn't even remember his actual name. So he had to have been taken really, really young. Where does he get all these ideas? Because the way all of them work, you know, I'm sure they just brainwash him and don't let them see outside media or anything at all. And he's like, where does he even get the idea of boyfriend and girlfriend when he's asking Rey, so do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a boyfriend? Do you, like, where did that idea come from? Like, I don't think we all inherently, if we're not exposed to stuff like that, those romantic relationships and stuff, would be like, you know what? I want to put my dick inside a vagina. I like, no, I don't. And
well, there's other things too. I believe he is gay. So,
wait, is that you thinking that or a fact?
I don't think so.
Dude, I think him and Poe are gonna be getting it on at some point.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't.
I think you're thinking the bromance thing.
I would love to know.
I don't know, man. He shows back up. He's got on Poe's jacket. Poe's like, no, man, you look good in it. You should keep it. And, you know, they do the whole camera rotating around him.
He gives him a compliment. Oh, boy. Hey, yeah, Rob, those are nice shoes. Let's go to bed. Come on,
and,
man.
And if anything, that would make Poe seem like maybe he's gay, but not Finn. I did not get that at all.
Yeah.
Here, I think we can all agree on one thing at least. Captain Phasma was bullshit in the movie. That was like a big ass bait and switch. It's like, oh, this thing kept playing her up beforehand, and then it's just nothing in the movie.
We'll see her more in the second movie, man.
Well, sure. Of course we have to. I'm afraid right now that she's the new Boba Fett, and she'll just be a bitch character that just dies.
Now you mean the Darth Maul? Darth Maul is way more disappointing than Boba Fett. At least Boba Fett was in more than one movie.
Who cares? Boba Fett is nothing.
In those first trilogies, the people that get everybody raised about Boba Fett and Darth Vader, neither one of them did anything in those movies.
They're cool, man.
They just look cool, but they did nothing.
No, Boba Fett is the biggest, most worthless piece of garbage character ever. He does nothing. He's like, oh, I'm just going to take this guy by a leash and then I'm going to die in a fucking sand pit.
I enjoy Finn's character, and I wanted to see more of Poe, and they didn't do as much with him as I wanted to, but I don't know, man. I thought the movie was fantastic.
I'll tell you what, the thing I really loved about the movie, I love the chemistry that the new characters have with the old, man. Like, I'm kind of bummed that Harrison Ford's gone, because I thought he had real good chemistry with
Rey.
With Rey and with Finn. And I thought, I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. I could get used to this. And like, oh, too bad.
It was funny when they were
promoting the movie
and everyone was talking about how, oh man, it's so nice to see how Harrison Ford is all happy and like really excited about this. And I'm like, you know what? I would probably have been pretty happy and excited if, one, I got my wish to finally get killed off of the series. Two, got paid $25 million more than anyone else on there and got 0.05% of all the revenue. I'd be like, yeah, I'd be fucking happy as shit too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the movie almost killed him.
Yeah, no kidding. A door fell on him.
Well, I mean, he has a habit of doing things that are going to kill him anyway.
Flying planes.
Crashing his plane.
Yeah, vintage planes, no less.
So, well, I'm not surprised that Mark didn't like it as much as us. I can't tell if he liked it at all, but...
I don't know. I thought it was okay. But
That's good for you.
Like I said, I mean... There are plenty of movies that, like, I did. I think they're both okay. But of the two, let's return to these franchises, I enjoy Jurassic World more.
Oh, boy.
And about an hour and a half into Star Wars, I thought to myself, I kind of would rather be watching The Fifth Element.
Now you're just trying to antagonize.
No, I like The Fifth Element. This is just like, whatever. Whatever. You guys got what you wanted. You got an incredibly large explosive facial. Peter North just went to town on both of y'all. So be happy for that. That's why I didn't talk about it in the thing right now. I didn't want to rain on your parade or being. I just like, you know what?
Yes, I'll wait for the show to piss in your spirits.
Well, there was no way we're not going to talk about it on the show. I knew it was inevitable, so yeah, I was just going to hold off.
You had your read all placed out. You knew exactly what you were going to say.
Oh, dude, I already talked about this.
I did an entire podcast about
all
this. Oh,
that's right.
I could have sworn I heard
I know what I don't like.
She's turning pages. Oh, yeah. That's another reason I hate this.
But I do agree that Captain Phasma. That was a huge disappointment, because I really did expect more at her. They had toys for her. You know, pop vinyls for her, and I was like, oh, she's going to be pretty cool. And it's like, she's in the movie maybe 5 minutes.
It was funny, because I was going to ask you before I saw it, like, if I should see it in that, like, how much was she in? Because she was one of, if not the character I was most excited to see. And I was like, great. She's, like, barely in, and she's like, yeah, Finn's in my thing. We looked him over, and then she's not in any of it. And then she's just there, and then fucking Chewie just comes out of nowhere and takes her out. And then she... like, oh, it takes down the shield. She's like, you'll never get away with this. And then there you go. That's it.
I mean, even if they just added her to that scene where they're on the planet and Finn fights that shock trooper with the... Somebody said that should have been her that he fought there, because I think that would have been a pretty cool...
Anything. Did she have a cape?
Yeah, I believe she did, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, she...
when in after they go through all the thing and like they get her to take down the shields, because I can't remember, because I only saw it the one time and it was a very quick thing. Did Chewie pick up a cape and be like, and then just like...
No, that was Han's jacket when he came in, Han's coat when he came in from outside.
From outside, yeah.
Because Han threw it on the ground and then Chewie picked it up and handed it to him when they left again.
Because I couldn't remember what it was, but I just remember that and him picking something up and then like just shrugging his shoulders and Han doing the same thing. I was just like... If that was her cape, then it was just like sort of like, yeah, that's exactly how she was in the entire movie. She's just sort of like this shrugged character. It's like, whatever. Who cares? Who cares right now? We'll get to this eventually.
I did like the humor in the movie. I liked the...
Oh, I did too.
Like when they first get to the Starkiller planet or whatever, and they're all out there in the coat.
You mean the Death Star times 10?
Yes.
Yes. When they get outside, Chewie goes, oh, you're cold?
It was nice seeing, because I think some people mentioned that they don't even know if it was ever used in the movies, but seeing the bowcaster in action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool.
That's a nice-ass weapon.
And
also, they made good on the whole side shooting out laser beam whatever's from Kylo Ren's lightsaber. It's like, oh, everyone's talking about it, even me. I was like, what is the point of that? And then it's like, oh, he actually used it and it made sense. And it was that, I mean, Kylo Ren was a character who I really liked. And then I started to get annoyed with him, but I'm back to liking him. Because basically, I like him. What I didn't like about him after a while was that, I mean, he is this essentially spoiled kid. And after a while, I was like, oh my God, this is just like Anakin in the prequels. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, it is like that, but if that was done well and acted well and the character was just a really interesting, better character. So, yeah, I'm back to liking him. Snoke, too, was just kind of like, oh, whatever.
Snoke, they needed to explain more. They needed to explain a lot more things about the universe because I was trying to figure out, I was like, okay, they destroyed the Empire. Then how did this other Empire basically come to power? And I was like, and a friend of mine explained it, well... And I kind of missed the whole scene where they're talking about the Senate and the Republic again. And I was like, oh, okay. Now, when I watched it the second time, it made more sense. So basically, you know, ashes of the former Empire formed into these splinter groups in other parts of the galaxies. And so now this is like this resistance fighting against this part of the Empire in another galaxy or universe. But
are y'all in the camp that he's a Yoda-sized character?
No. That's what I think.
You think you're...
Why use that giant projector unless you got issues?
I feel like they're doing that, the whole contradiction. Like, if by some crazy way he is actually that big, I will lose my mind. Because I was so worried when that scene first came up that was actually just him being gigantic. Because one, it wasn't great CGI. Makes sense when it's a hologram.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah. If there's this race of giants that we've never heard of,
Sith giants, like, no less.
What? So that's why he better be normal size or little.
Yeah. So, Kylo Ren. I know the first time I watched it, I was like, man, he went down like a bitch. But then I seem to forget the freaking time he got shot by the bowcaster right before those fights between Rey and Finn. So.
Yeah, I just like the... I just like his character, too, because it's like... I mean, he's way more believable as a young Sith than, young Anakin was. He was just like, I'll play a bad guy. But this guy was sort of like...
Seeing his tantrums were great.
Yeah.
When he would just go to town on, like, an entire... Yeah.
Right.
He just beat the shit out. And, like, that was the one great scene was when he... was freaking out on something, and those two guards were walking by. And they're like, "Man, well, we'll go back the way we came. Never mind."
Yeah. And it was cool seeing him have that real, internally trying to squash the good in himself. I thought that was kind of cool the way they did that. Because usually it's like the other way around.
So
I'm a good guy, but I got this little bit of evil in me.
Rey,
whereas,
you think that is Luke's kid? Do you think it's if she's related to Obi-Wan?
I don't believe the Obi-Wan theory at all.
No, because Obi-Wan was a true Jedi. He didn't mess around with chicks.
And if you watch the Clone Wars, I mean, he had a thing before he with a senator, but he didn't almost left the Jedi Order for her, but he chose the Order over her.
Right.
So
a true Jedi.
Yeah, and Clone Wars is apparently canon. Canon and so
which is scary. But hey, it is what it is. You know, the thing, you know, what I'm more focused on than who Rey's lineage is or what her lineage is the fact that I just like her as a character. I mean, a lot of the times, like when you have like a female lead and it's not a movie that's a female, you know, focused movie,
they always
make it like, hey, and she's a girl. Or she's a female, and they got to remind you she's a female. Whereas with Rey, she's just Rey,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she has like some emotional depth to her. I mean,
the positive characteristics of everyone you liked in the previous one. Like, oh, she's Han and Luke. She's good at everything, and she picks up everything right away.
You know what? There's that but she has her own thing going on too. I can't quite put my finger on it yet. Maybe, but I don't know, man. Same thing with Finn. I think they kind of bring a little bit of themselves to the roles, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm still in the camp that that's Luke's daughter, and I don't think until somebody specifically says that's not true and it happens in the movies, I won't. There's no way I will stop believing that.
Well, I mean, they shove that idea in your head. So if she's not Luke's daughter, then it's just a big bait and switch again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the look on Luke's face when she shows up.
I also just love the fact that when they're talking about how much Harrison Ford made, they also talk about Carrie Fisher and what is his name? The actor.
Mark Hamill.
They both made $1.5 million, I think. And she had, Carrie Fisher had a small but a decent amount of screen time. But Mark Hamill gets paid $1.5 million to just basically look sad.
I don't know. Leia wasn't in that movie she was probably in there a little longer than Mark Hamill, but she was not.
Well, but she also spoke and did more than just look sadly off camera.
Yeah, but did you see that Luke look, though? That was worth 1 point.
It was good. It was good look.
Yeah, it's like, if all the people to show up here, you're not the one I wanted to show up.
He's got a nice set of hair on the top of his head, too, now.
I left you there for a reason.
Yep.
You know?
So are you in the camp that's Luke's daughter, too?
No.
No?
I don't care. I really don't. Because I'm more focused on who she is than where she's from. Same thing with Finn. I mean, I just really like those. I like those two.
Finn is Samuel L. Jackson's kid. Oh, snap. That's why he can use the lightsaber. He's got a little force in him.
Somebody said that may be Lando's kid.
Oh, God.
They don't need to tie everything together.
Exactly. Please don't do
that. And that's what was concerning me about the movies, just like how much all the fan service there was. And it's just like, it doesn't need everything to be like all tied together. It's like,
exactly.
That's why I'm glad Han is dead, because they need to just move forward.
And I hope she's not Luke's kid, just so she can stand on her own merit. And it's like, oh, it's because of this that she's this, or just because of that. You know, let them be who they are on their own merit.
And
that's why I'm not so focused on who's kid.
Well, and also people are saying it could be Han's daughter, and they mind wiped him to remember. But he
bullshit.
Knows he fuck knows who that. She is. He knows who she is because that woman that Marv, what was the little woman with the big eyes?
Maz Kanata.
Yeah, Maz.
We didn't talk about her, but she was probably one of my favorite characters in the movie.
Because she says, so who's the girl? And she says that to Han, and they break away from her. So Han knows who she is. And that's another reason why I believe it's Luke's daughter, because I believe she was brought up with Han quite a bit growing up, and she's been mind-wiped. And that's why she can't remember her family.
Clearly she's been mind-wiped.
What is alias?
Well, what I'm saying is she remembers all this stuff about, working on machines and stuff like that. So I'm thinking that, she hung out a lot with Uncle Han.
Uncle Mindwipe.
So.
That sounds kind of rapey. Sorry.
But I thought it was a great movie. And I always like J.J. Abrams stuff. So.
Me too.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we've spent almost 30 minutes talking about Star Wars.
Because what else is there?
look
at the games we've played.
Oh, dude. Can I talk about my game real quick?
Sure.
Just talk about your stuff, because what Rob's been playing, according to this list, if this is all he wants to talk about, who gives a shit? Just in the same way you look at what I've been playing, the one thing I put down, who gives a shit?
No, I'm interested to hear about what you have to say about that, too. But
Well, Rob, first of all, I owe you an apology. When you spoke about Rise of the Tomb Raider, I was like, yeah, whatever, Fallout, and whatever more Fallout. And I saw it was on sale. I'm like, you know what? Just let me get this thing. And because the funny thing is, I went back and I played the remake of the first one. I was like, kind of diminishing returns on that. It was better the first time I played it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, dude, this game is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It may be. As much as I love The Witcher, I don't know, man. I'm about 30% done with it now. It's so freaking good. It's I had no idea that you'd be able to explore as much as it's very exploratory driven, and it's what was missing in the first reboot. You know, first reboot, it was just a lot of just torture porn. Yeah, a lot more combat.
I've heard that Rise.
Oh, Rise!
Sort of like the realization of what they wanted to do, and it's more. They scaled back the combat and made it much more of a, Tomb Raider
and an adventure game. And I'll tell you what, man, I hope Naughty Dog is taking notes.
They're not.
Oh man.
It doesn't matter what Naughty Dog does. Everybody's going to shit on Rise of the Tomb Raider when Uncharted 4 comes out because everybody's a fucking Naughty Dog fanboy and thinks they can do no wrong when that fucking combat in Uncharted has not changed and is still the boring, same combat that has been in every one of those fucking games.
And with the obtuse...
Uncharted is...
With the obtuse puzzles and stuff, too. It's just... Don't make a puzzle just for a puzzle. Make it make sense. Within the perimeters of the
game. Well, even in the first fucking Uncharted game, there wasn't the puzzles. All you did was look at a book and fucking solve it that way. You didn't even try to figure anything out on your own. You just had to look at the book.
The puzzles in Uncharted 4 are going to be like, you found this piece of paper. Now wipe your fucking touchpad so that you can clean it off. There, you solved the puzzle.
Yeah. But I don't want to talk about Uncharted. I want to talk about Tomb Raider right now. And like I said, Rob, owe you an apology, dude. You were right. This game is fantabulous. I was a little surprised, and it's funny, like I was, you hear a lot of people in the media who play this, saying, this game is, they're giving it a little love, and they're saying I wish more people would play it. And you know how sometimes game media is, where they like something and they want to be cool, so they can say, well, this is like what's really cool, even though a lot of people are playing it. So that's kind of how I took this. I'm like, Okay. I know a lot of people didn't buy it. Kind of sucks it came out the same week as Fallout 4. Funny thing is, I kind of like burn out on Fallout 4.
Yeah, because it's just more of the same.
It's boring. I just cannot get into it.
I hate to say it, but between The Witcher and now Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, man, it's... I don't know when I'm going to get back to that game.
Also, but you should... I don't know if you will do this, but I would love it if you would, after finishing Rise, would not go back to Fallout and actually get around to playing Metal Gear Solid 5.
You know what? I might just do that.
Because Fallout is just... There's nothing pressing you to do it.
I don't know what it is about Metal Gear games. I just have a hard time playing them. I mean, I like what I played so far in Metal Gear.
But this Metal Gear is totally different.
Yes, it is the first Metal Gear that is fun to play.
Yeah, like I made it to the base, and that's kind of where I stopped, because I was kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. But this is where it gets really convoluted with all kinds of crazy controls and stuff. But I don't know. Maybe I'll go back and check it out. But yeah, okay. I won't.
Rise.
Rise is freaking awesome. And if you haven't played it, funny. The other thing is like I always hear people saying that no one's playing this game. I mean, I looked at my friends list, and I'm late to the game. Dude, there's about 40, 45 people on my friends list that's played this game.
Well,
so.
It's a slow burn.
Yeah.
I also think that...
Somebody's playing it.
I mentioned this in Facebook, but, I really don't feel like they've printed that many copies of the 360 version. I've never seen them really push that version. I don't see anyone ever talk about it. I know, I'm saying. So I look at this as just being on the Xbox One. And you look at how many Xbox Ones have been sold. For it to chart, it would have had to sold incredibly well compared to games that are on multiple platforms or, even more, current gen and last gen. I mean, for a console exclusive to chart, and one that's on the console that has sold half as many copies as the other one.
Especially
this
time of year,
too. That's not going to be easy. Especially, with the other games that have come out. It could have sold rather well, but it's not a game that is like NBA or whatever that is on every single platform, or Call of Duty's that's on current gen and last gen. Whenever I hear the Sony fanboy song, I'm like, oh, they made a bad thing going with that. Like, shut up. Like one,
it wouldn't have gotten made.
We don't know how much they paid Xbox. And we don't know exactly, we may never have gotten this game at all if not for them. Like, we don't know how big
Sony
of a...
Sony would have gotten it.
I don't know. But I do I still think that it's not going to suddenly sell like hotcakes when it hits the PS4. Because, like I said, I mean, they have Uncharted. I don't feel like they're going to push it because they have no reason to push it. And, you know, by that time, I think people will have played it, and people who care, like, just like, you know, they'll have other games to compete against in that fall.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's coming out to PC in January.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sure, that'll pick up some players as well, because the last Tomb Raider game did pretty well on PC.
It's also just sad to see it not do better. Like, it would be awesome if it did just crush it, because in the past few months, a lot of these games that have come out and have been fairly popular, they all have technical issues. And I haven't heard anyone talk about any technical problem with Rise.
It runs flawlessly. And I got to tell you, it's one of the best looking games I've played all year.
Yeah,
it's a gorgeous game. Gorgeous game. You know, one thing I do think it'll do better than like some of the, you know, its counterparts. I think it'll have a longer tail. I think word of mouth is really going to help this game.
Well, it's pretty amazing that you say on your friends list you've already got 40 people that's played it, and I haven't looked. But the day that I bought it, you know, the week it came out, there was maybe four people on my friends list that had played it.
Yeah.
Well, I kept doing that like for the first week or two. I would compare the people playing Fallout 4 to Tomb Raider.
No, it's not even close. But who's playing Fallout 4 now? That's the thing, right? Not as many. I mean, no. Who finished? And not as many as like when it started off. I mean, when I first started, like the first like month I was playing Fallout 4, there was a lot of Fallout 4 on my list. And now it seems like
that's prime time for people to catch up on stuff too, because nothing has come out.
Right.
You know, and it was on sale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been on sale a lot, both physically and digitally.
Yeah, it's been about $40, so, and people are picking it up, and I'm just glad to see that people are liking it, and hopefully it does have a longer tail on it, and we'll see what happens when the PC version's released. I wish it had charted, because I'm so fucking tired of hearing the fucking Sony fanboy.
It's dead.
I wish companies and everything were more transparent. Like, I would just love to know exactly where it fell. And I wish I could. I wish we just were able to, and this would never happen, you know. But like, with games that are like the number one game that sold, I would love to know how much it sold exactly for each platform, and all that stuff. And with like the NPDs, do those
NPDs don't even matter
anymore?
Are those
sales? Are those actual sales, or are they ship numbers? Are they sales? I'm not sure.
I think they're sales because they're actually reported by the.
And also, we know that, like, the NPD, those don't include digital, do they?
No.
So, which is a huge amount of... Yeah, exactly.
Well, apparently somebody said Uncharted. Rise of the Tomb Raider is been, like, the number one selling digital game for, like, the last couple weeks. Or, like, the last week, maybe. I read that
maybe
somewhere.
Last week. Because I remember seeing the number one seller being Ark, and I was like, Jesus, you gotta be kidding me. I was really surprised to see that.
I hope it does better, but we shall see. But it's nice to see the long tail, and I just get so frustrated with people saying that Rise of the Tomb Raider and Tomb Raider games are copying Uncharted. That just grinds
ridiculous.
My gears.
That's just ridiculous. That's just fanboyness to like.
Because honestly, those games have nothing in common. Besides,
no, they don't.
They really
don't.
The way they play and everything have nothing in common.
No, they don't.
Except for you both may run across the ledge and jump a gap and grab onto something.
Right.
And that's pretty much where I think the similarities end. And I've always said that. I do feel like in the Rise of the Tomb Raider though, I still got annoyed with combat. Because I didn't feel like I could be as stealthy as I
you
was in the last one.
Yeah, I'm in an area right now where it's just tough. I got a ton of guys with armor and guns everywhere. And I'm trying to like pick up things like grenades, like Molotov cocktails, heal myself. Sometimes it gets a little frenetic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all the time. So, I mean, I can deal with it from time to time, you know?
Yeah, there's sections where it's like a lot of combat, but then you get to explore afterwards and stuff, you know.
Yeah. I love that you can go back, too, when you got more gear. Like, oh, I can go back to this area. And
Yeah, the challenge tombs are great, and they actually give you something.
One of my favorite parts of the game is the challenge tombs.
It's like, I honestly wish there were more of them.
I'm not skipping one. I'm doing them all. And they're all so different, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and there's some tough ones that take you a little bit of brain power to figure out.
There are.
So, yeah. But anyway, I think that we've gushed about Rise of the Tomb Raider enough.
I got one more real quick, and then I'll stop. And this is an oldie and a baddie, but my kids got me to play it with them, so I got to mention it.
Now, is this so funny. Is this the Xbox One version, or is this the
Xbox One version?
Okay.
Version of Goat Simulator. Oh, my God. I bought it. Well, was it free?
Or did no.
It wasn't free. Well, I bought it.
No, there was a bundle.
I bought it like when it first launched, and but yeah, the kids might like this. They loved it. I tried it. I did not get it. Well, I think it was Friday night. Yeah, it was New Year's. It was New Year's Day, and my kids are like, "Dad, we're doing 3-player Goat Simulator co-op." I'm like, "What? Oh, sure, why not?" Man, I had a freaking blast with them. It was fun as hell, man. We're just finding all these little Easter eggs. Like, we ran into some guys in Ninja Turtle costumes in the sewer.
I didn't even go down the sewer, apparently, because I don't remember man. That.
Yeah.
That alone makes me need to go back to the
game. Yeah. You need to find
And you know that. There's a second one out, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to get it, too. And then we got abducted by aliens.
That was cool. Fun. You had to figure that out.
Right. And then we crashed a house party and we stole Dead Mouse's helmet. That was kind of, so we're all running around with Dead Mouse helmets on our goats. That was kind of cool. It's just dumb fun. It kind of makes sense. It took two 11-year-olds for me to figure that out, but it's kind of fun. I'm kind of, so if you're looking for something just to kill some time and have a few laughs, Ghost Simulator is all right. Nice. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. So I myself have not really played much. I played Spy Chameleon Junk, Steam World Dig, which I still think is a great game. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to spend my time talking about is I went back and I was playing. I played a little bit of The Walking Dead Season 2, because I never finished that. I never really started. I think I did.
So I put on Spy Chameleon and Steam World Dig, and like, I'm not going to talk about these games. I had every Telltale game on there, and you deleted that thing.
Well, no, because I
that's shit you actually talk about.
I'm getting to something about why I'm bringing this up, because it's not about me playing it. So I started playing it because the girl I'm seeing, Bobby, she's really into The Walking Dead, and she's like, she's so into it that she's been buying the audiobooks and listening to those based off the novels that are set in the Walking Dead universe. So I said, have you ever played the video game? Because she has a PS3 that she uses to watch DVDs. That's all she uses it for. So, or DVDs and Blu-rays. So Blu-ray. She said a friend of hers got it for her, gave it to her for her birthday because they didn't need it anymore. Probably they got a PS4 or something. And so they gave it to her as a birthday gift, you know. And I said, well, have you ever played the Walking Dead games? And she's like, no. She goes, what are they like? And I said, well, I tried to explain to them. It's like they're kind of like based off the comic book. So anyway, I looked at my points at GameStop, and I had like a shit ton of GameStop points. So I said, oh, I got a coupon here for $10 previously played discount or whatever. And they had Season 1 of The Walking Dead for like $12. So I went and bought it for PS3 and gave it to her. So we went out and we went to see Star Wars and play miniature golf and eat. And we came home and she's like, well, you mind if I play that? I want to try it out with somebody here so they can help me play it. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. That was the biggest comedy gold that any gift anybody could have given me, because this girl does not play video games very often. Mm-hmm. And she played this game and she jumped and screamed when the zombies came on the screen. She would freak out. It was so fantastic. It was great. She's like, I can't play this game unless you're around, because she goes, I can't handle it. she's like the whole time, she's like, there was a scene where Clementine has to go to the bathroom and she hit the button to, well, go then. But, you know, sometimes there's like the mean button, and she hit the mean button. He's like, well, then go then. She's like, oh, my God, I'm the worst person ever. But it was fantastic.
You should go. Get her a copy of Slender, The Arrival.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, jeez.
So I just thought that was fun. So that's why I played The Walking Dead season 2. Because I was like, I need to go back and finish that. So, but yeah.
I was waiting to hear the backstory because I was like, wait, she's in The Walking Dead, so you start her off on the lesser of the two seasons? I was worried.
Oh, no. She was playing season 1. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know if I said that. So.
No, you did. I was like worried when you first started that you were going to say like, oh, yeah. I start playing this because she's in The Walking Dead, and I was like, why don't we play this? I'm like, why would you do that to her?
So, but yeah, so I want to hear Mark's take on Infamous Second Son.
I just want to say also, because we did mention before just being annoyed, I was annoyed with Telltale announcing that now they'll be doing Batman as well and all this stuff. It's like, this all depresses me because what I'd love more than anything
is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No.
Oh, okay.
Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. It's Wolf Among Us season 2.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite Telltale game. And I hate that. It's just like, oh.
I love the Wolf Among Us, too.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm pissed off. So last night, I was like, I'm going to play Game of Thrones season, or the final episode. That's what I was going to play first before I started The Walking Dead. So I get on there, and I was like, I know they released it. And I look on the store, it's not there. I look on my app. It's not there. I look in the game hub. Not there. I'm like, well, I know it was released. So I look online. Yeah, it was released November 17th. And I was like, well, where the fuck is it? And I looked everywhere else, and it's on every platform. Apparently, there was an Xbox One issue, and they've taken it off the store. And they have not. Yeah. So I don't know when it's coming back, but I'm pretty pissed about it because here it was, ready to play it. And finish it, and I'm like, well, son of a bitch, I can't even play it. So then I was like, well, fuck it, I'm going to play Tales of the Borderlands, because I need to finish that, because there's two episodes of that I haven't finished. So I was like, I can finish one of those. And I go to download those, and I went to go play those, and I didn't realize I hadn't downloaded them. So then they had to download, so I didn't have time to wait for them to download. So I was just like, fuck it, download. And I was like, fuck it, I'll just play The Walking Dead Season 2. So, but, yeah. Anyway, continue, Mark.
I put in Infamous Second Son, and I put in probably 2 hours or so. I mainly just got to Seattle, and then I've been going around collecting shards and stuff like that, as opposed to really progressing the story. Because I also heard it's a fairly short game, like it was only like 6 hours or something, which surprises me.
It can be if you don't collect all the shards and all that.
But shit. I mean, it's gameplay-wise, it's just more Infamous, and you know what? It almost feels like it's continuing the downward path that Infamous 2 started, because the controls feel even worse. Like, the climbing is like, I don't understand when he will or will not grab onto something. It's like, okay. I mean, and I have to remember to do it more and more as I play it, but like, if you couldn't go through vents to get to the top of buildings, I would be losing my mind trying to climb these things. Because it's a nightmare.
Oh, wait till you get the other powers.
It's still a very pretty game overall. I mean, compared to games that have come out since. It's very colorful and vibrant. But when I'm looking at it, and just the way it plays, and it doesn't feel that great, even though this is a franchise, and the game I'm thinking of is just a single game that we'll probably never see another game, I can't help but think, man, Sunset Overdrive is so much better in like every way.
It is.
And that just makes me want to go back to that, because I don't know why I stopped playing that, but I love that game. And then I think, you know, whatever, something must have come out that I was maybe waiting for and just got, you know, I lost track.
I need to finish that.
But
again, it's another game that Xbox One brought out that was better than the PS4 version, but people still shit on it.
Mm-hmm. Infamous, it's very pretty. It's weird because it is a new character, but it's voiced by Troy Baker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he did Cole in the second game, right?
Did he?
I think he did. I think he did, which just makes it even weirder. But I don't really care about the characters.
See, I like the beginning of that game.
It's okay, but it feels a lot like... It just feels like, oh, here's more Infamous, and here we got this thing, and people are like, oh, you with the powers, you're shitty, we don't like you. But then there are people that are, there are people who are always lying on the ground. It's like, help me, help me. It's like, why are there always people on the ground that need to be fucking revived? What is this? What is going on? And the thing I will say, and since I haven't played that many PlayStation 4 games still, I don't know if this is, I think you made it sound like 95% of games have something, at least, you know, just a smidgen of this. I fucking can't stand any time it's telling me to do something with that touchpad. Whether it's like, here, open this door by swiping on it, clicking it, doing anything with that thing. When I had to turn my controller right in the beginning, shake it, and then push in what to spray paint this stupid thing on the billboard.
I thought that was fun. That was my favorite part.
I have to keep doing shit like this. Let me just play the goddamn game with the controller like a controller. Don't make me use this stupid ass touchpad. And when I have to, had to scan my fingerprint or whatever to get through a checkpoint, which of course it wasn't going to work. So it's like, what? This is not fun. And the thing is, like, it's making me move my thumb way further than I should. It's like, do they want me to literally take my hand off of that side of the controller and put my index finger on there and move it towards there? It's like, I do not want to do this. I just want to play the game. Stop with this gimmicky shit. So I don't like that.
Yeah.
It seems like, though, it's just super easy and how, like, I feel like I shouldn't be able to find so many shards so quickly. It's just like, here, we're just putting them on the map. Just here, go get them. They're all over the place. There's ones flying in the quads. You blow up this thing, you get them. It's like, I've got more than I can upgrade with. It's like, okay.
I'm pretty sure that I collected every single shard in that game.
It wouldn't be hard. They just basically throw them on the map right away.
Yeah, so I want to think I did that. Because I think I did everything I could in that game, squeezed all the thing out of that, and I wasn't having fun through most of it. It was just kind of, it was the only thing on PS4 at the time, and I was going to play it.
Yeah, I was looking at that and Killzone, and I was like, I'd rather play this. Cause this
I have Killzone. Do you want Killzone? I will send you Killzone.
I have Killzone. Okay. Because I picked up some games for super cheap when Best Buy had a buy two, get one free on used game sales. And their used games are really nice. They take good care of them. So it was like super cheap for stuff. And like I keep wanting to get around to playing Until Dawn. But the problem with that is that I want to play it with my dad. And just finding that time when we can do that is preventing me from playing that right now.
Right now, that's the only PS4 game I really want to play.
I do want to play Bloodborne, even though I feel like I'll be in the camp who doesn't like it, because what I hear about it, it makes it sound like it's not doing things that the Souls games do that I like. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, see, I don't like Souls games, so
I buy them because I like the exploration, but then when I get to the first couple hard parts where I can't get past, I'm done. So, I really do like the exploration in those games. I wish more games did that kind of exploration without the difficulty. But now it's like every game's got to be super hard that does that, and that gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
LEGO Dimensions needs to come out with some Ninja Turtle packs. Then I'll buy the game. I did just buy today my first few, like, fun packs or whatever, the $15 ones.
Did you actually have the game?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It's just because those things go for regularly either 15 or 20 bucks, and right now they have some on sale for $7.50. It's $6 a piece after the Gamers Club Unlocked discount at Best Buy. So I had a $5 reward certificate, and basically, so I got the Bart Simpson and Krusty the Clown ones for after tax and everything, $7.50. I was like, yeah, I'll do that.
I just can't get into another one. I want that game, but I just can't get into another game like that because I got Disney Infinity. So
I think of all the games, that's the one I could probably get into the most, but I don't want to because it is by far the most expensive. Holy shit. All the different big packs and the little packs.
The worst thing about Disney Infinity is, like, I want to make levels, but at the same time, I don't want to make levels because no one's going to play them. Although, I did like my little video that I sent out to everybody.
It has online co-op, right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah. I mean, 2 would have online co-op. We played that for, like, one time, and you drove me nuts with your stupid level.
I think that just had us going around. I think that was... I actually thought that was Disney Infinity 1.
Was it?
On 360.
Did that have online co-op?
Yep. They've all had online co-op.
Does LEGO Dimensions have online co-op? Because I know LEGO games
typically don't anymore. I don't think it does.
What a piece of garbage.
Yep, Disney Infinity has had online co-op since the very first one.
It was funny. I was thinking about after.
But you can't do. You can only do the toy box online. You can't do levels online.
The thing I was thinking about after purchasing those two LEGO Dimensions packs was that I haven't played a Skylanders game in forever, and I have the first two for Xbox One. I'm like, I kind of want to go back and play those because I always enjoyed I played the first two, and I really enjoyed them because they're really well done, but. I think what kills Skylanders, especially as these other Toys for Life games have come out, is the fact that it's Skylanders. It doesn't have, it's, you know, it's not Star Wars. It's not Disney. It's not Marvel. It's not, you know, everything Lego, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Wizard of Oz, which is just weird. Like, here, who wants the Wizard of Oz pack? No one.
I think Disney Infinity does bring out way too many characters, though. Especially characters.
They all do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying I don't know about the other ones. I just, the Disney Infinity stuff, I'm like, well, I'm trying to collect them all because I'm afraid to fall behind.
And look at LEGO Dimensions. All you have to do is wait, and then when the next one comes out, they'll be super cheap.
But see, that's the problem is a lot of these are actually selling out. You can't get a lot of the Disney Infinity 1.0 characters.
I mean, yeah, probably not now, but I mean, you look at the
deals and even some of the
on Disney Infinity. Infinity 2.0 is like ridiculous.
2.0 still has some characters that are hard to find too. I can't remember who the hell I read that is hard to find. I'm like, really? There was a couple people I can't think. I think it was some of the Marvel characters, honestly. So
go to your local Best Buy because pretty much all the 2.0 stuff is in the clearance aisle right now.
And that'll make it even harder to find. So, but anyway, yeah. So. Kung Fu Panda?
You know, oh fuck, I forgot I even put that on here. The characters that aren't hard to find at all anymore, Amiibos. They got so many of them, it's ridiculous. I like, especially store exclusives. The last time I was at Best Buy, or one of the last times, I could not believe how many Captain Falcon or whatever the hell his name is they had. It's like, they had over 30. I was like, Jesus Christ. I remember when it would
have. But you can't find a fucking Rosalina to save your life.
It's funny, too, because I think they brought back a lot of them, but like the Villager was only Toys R Us, but I don't think they ever brought back in any quantity the Kirby ones. So maybe those ones that I have are actually worth something.
No, dude, Kirby was all over the fucking place.
Not Kirby. I said the Kirby ones, as in Meta Knight and.
Oh, okay. I was like, Kirby, I've seen a fuck ton of Kirby.
Yeah. So, yeah. I like the Amiibos for the most part.
I like some of the Amiibos.
I basically, like I've said before, with all of them, I like the chunkier characters because I think that works better in the style in most cases. I will say I don't like any of the Skylanders because they just look cheap because they're not that more matte finish. But yeah, I played that Kung Fu Panda game, which is basically Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, is that what it is? With characters that you wouldn't give a shit about?
Yeah, and it controlled horribly.
How like awesome.
Wanting to punch or kick in the direction that the enemy actually is more difficult than you might think it is. And it's just, there's no death. It's so stupid. It's ugly. It's a full retail game. I thought it was a downloadable at first, but it's not.
But did you get it free or did you rent it from Redbox?
Redbox.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, I knew you were going to buy it.
Like, I love Redbox because I can pretty much
try
always rent things for free because they always give out codes. I have multiple emails, so I get multiple codes. you rent 10 things. You get a free rental. You get a credit. And what people don't know is you get a credit for each rental. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a movie or a game. That credit counts for anything. So if you're just renting free movies, you get those credits, and they they stay around for a while. You can use those on games, which cost twice as much to rent if you just rent them regular. So just do that. It's a beautiful cycle, and I love it. Because I've rented a shitload of things for Redbox, and how many times I've actually paid for things, way less. But yeah, good for them.
I keep looking at messages. I keep looking at that Snoopy game every time I go there because I'm like, man, I want those free achievements.
Do it. Mm-mm-mm. It's easy to get most of them really, really fast.
But is the game any fun?
No.
Okay, of course then never not. Mind.
What do you think it is?
That's what the free achievements are for, man.
It's perfectly playable. It's not like the worst thing in the world. I mean,
yeah, it's no Star Wars, right, Mark?
You could get through it and not hate yourself. But I mean, playing Kung Fu Panda, it's tedious right from the start. And playing that, you'd be like, I am just doing this for achievements. I just want to take a shower. Where Snoopy, it's just like, this is really, really, really simple, easy. It's not creative or anything, but whatever. It's just a dumb little platformer. And Kung Fu Panda is just like, this is bad. And then I played Deadpool, and
yeah, I remember having a copy of Deadpool, Sean.
Deadpool is...
Oh, by the way, rich. How's my Beyond Two Souls treating you?
Dude, I don't know. I lost it again. Remember, I found it for like 2 days, and then I lost it again.
My favorite thing is when I sent
gotta be
a
in
copy
here somewhere.
Of Beyond Two Souls to Rob, and he thought it was your copy, as if you actually sent it to me.
I was like, I got this copy back, and I was like, oh. I was like, huh. I was like, I didn't know Mark got this back from Rich. I was like, well, he just sent it right on back to me. And I was like, I swore I had a metal case for this. Did I send you a metal case?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I didn't remember if I actually sent you the metal case or not.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I had a metal case for this. This is weird. And I was like, this copy looks really new.
Yeah. It was brand new. And I opened it just to take the manual out, and then I found there was no manual in it, and I was so fucking pissed off.
I was like, I thought that I had a metal case, and it's like, I know I did.
It's funny, because they also re-released that for PS4, and nobody noticed. Nobody gave any shits about that.
Maybe we should look at the site. Look, it didn't chart!
Funny thing too is that like it's the last week of the holiday sale on PS4, and as I look, I find that the PS2 classics that aren't the remastered ones, I have absolutely no desire to ever buy those now because of the fact that like I don't think they would remaster those ones, but just like looking at those and thinking, well, there are these other remastered PS2 games that also have trophies. Why would I just get this one? It's like, oh,
right.
It's weird. I want Fantavision.
All right, so...
Hey, have you guys messed around with any of that PlayStation Now stuff at all?
No. I did it like the first... I tried the PlayStation Now stuff the first week it came out or whatever. Or the beta.
They have like...
It just didn't work.
I don't know if it'd still be up for you... because you've already tried it or not, but like it's always there, like, oh, 7-day trial or whatever. And I did it.
Yeah, that's why I asked, because I did the trial and it didn't work out that great.
I always felt like there was such a huge delay between me pushing the stick and
the
air and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck would ever play this?
Mm. So. I was just curious if it worked better for you guys than it did me. Yeah. So, oh well.
All right. TV, I've been watching The X-Files, because I've watched it when it was on TV, you know, here and there over the years, and I never actually sat down and watched the entire series, and I get in these moods where I'm like, I'm going to watch this, and I'll get maybe 2 seasons in, and I'll be like, okay, I'm going to take a break, and then I'll forget about it for a year. So I'm like in season 5 now, halfway through season 5, so there's like 9 seasons, so maybe I'll finish this up. Because I know the new series starts in January, so, or this month. So, that show it's really weird going back and watching that show, because it was on at a time where, it was on a Friday night when that show came on. So it's Aria the Night, where things mostly get killed. Mm-hmm. It was a show that had episodes that were part of a structure of like a continuation of a story. And that's something we didn't really see much of until like Lost came out.
Right.
And it's kind of amazing that this show, you know, had its, have these main shows that's like, oh, these are like tentpole episodes. And, you know, you need to find these to, you need to watch these to understand what the factors of Mulder doing what he does and Scully doing her thing. And it's kind of interesting to see that that show made it that long with those kind of episodes and on a Friday night. And, you know, back then, if you missed an episode, if you didn't have a VCR to tape it.
Yeah, you were done.
You were done until like summertime. You might get to see a repeat of it. Now we don't even have summertime repeats.
Nope.
You might get a repeat of an episode or two around Christmas and Thanksgiving. That's it. So, but anything else for anybody?
Yeah, I just want to mention real quick. I know I mentioned this a few times in the show that I listen to audiobooks when I'm doing my commute to work. And they just released like 4 Witcher audiobooks on Audible that are pretty good. They're well voice acted, and I've been devouring those. So, if you want some Witcher audiobooks to listen to, they're available. They're really good, and they kind of take place between The Witcher 2 and Wild Hunt.
Do they explain what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, they do. They do. It's pretty damn good, because I kept looking for Witcher content and it was always in German or Polish. Yeah, and my Deutsch isn't all that great, so not enough to listen to an audiobook at least. So I was waiting. So I hope to see more this year, but I was pleasantly surprised. So if you're a Witcher nut like me, you need a little more, then that's the place to find it.
What if you're a Witcher, not a Witcher fan like you, and we need a lot less?
Then you still need it because it's that good.
All right.
Oh, and I'm also my wife also got me building a 6,000 piece map of Westeros Game of Thrones puzzle.
Oh, it's like what?
A 4D one. It's maddening.
Oh God.
If I sound a little burned out today, that's why. Because I spent 4D? Like the past
4D. What is 4D? Dude. Now, come on, that's just a made up word.
No, it's dude, it's crazy.
Because 4D like, doesn't even exist.
Well, it does on this puzzle, damn it, and it's freaking crazy, man.
I think the fourth dimension is time, and it's
like a giant topographic puzzle map of the Game of Thrones thing. Comes with like castles and all kinds of.
Where are you gonna put it?
Crazy, dude. My wife doesn't think about these things.
Well, we got it done.
The heart wants what the heart wants. You know what? I'll let her. I'm hoping she loses interest and I can hide it in the basement. But we'll see how this whole thing plays out.
Well, this basement is a perfect place for it. We'll put it right on this huge coffee table.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's been my weekend.
I'm going to remind her weekly about this puzzle. Hey, you guys finished that puzzle yet? I'd like to see pictures of that.
Do it. Do it. Please.
Well, no, do it, please. You'll be like...
She'll get a kick out of it.
Then I'll just make you torture you because you have to put the damn thing together.
I know. That's kind of fun in short spurts. She's like, no, the first part, we haven't done it in a couple of hours. It's like 4 hours later. We're still trying to get all four corners to come together, you know? Oh, my God.
Did it start out with you guys going, dun, 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 you know, the theme song from Game of Thrones? Yeah,
she had an episode going on her phone while she's over building it, trying to put it together. We'll see how long this lasts.
White people, am I right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we should probably end this unless Mark's got something to say.
I've been catching up on a bunch of stuff and like whatever. It's like I just remembered right now that I watched and finished Pixels when I was eating my lunch just before this, and I didn't care enough to really talk about it.
Oh, come on. You didn't like all the Kubert babies?
No. That's super weird. Like, Q-Bert turns into this woman, but then their babies are still Q-Bert.
Oh, yeah, so. That's right. Yeah. I own that donut.
I almost wanted to buy it just because the steelbook they came out with it is super nice.
Yeah.
But I don't want to, I'm not going to buy a steelbook for nothing.
The prop is it's one of those movies, too, where they showed everything in the previews.
Yeah.
It's like, one of those movies that's based on a 2-minute short that is better than the movie and free. Yeah.
Yep, that too.
So. And then also Futurama did it.
Whatever. Futurama.
Future moronic, because that show was terrible.
Hey, Rob, yeah. when does Baba Yaga come out?
I haven't said.
So. I'm trying to time my completion of Tomb Raider. I'm like, oh man, I don't want to end. It's so good.
Well, we actually filled a show here, so we should probably go. We'll do our. Yeah. We'll do our Game of the Year stuff next time. Then I don't know. I think
nobody cares anymore.
People might care. They might be interested to get a list of what we liked the best this year.
No, they don't.
Hey, Rob has made up his mind. It's happening.
That's right. I am not stopping. I'm not stepping down from this. Poor Corey. No. I didn't tell Corey last night. He goes, so what do you want me to do about the Game of the Year stuff? I'm like, well, I think we're going to talk about it on the show. So if you want to record some, so he probably recorded something last night to send to me with this Game of the Year stuff on it. And we done fucked him over again. Fucked him right over.
Well, that's on you then.
Well, we got talking about a 30-minute discussion of Star Wars. So, but anyway, that's going to be it for the show. Everybody needs to do their plugs. Mark?
I am at PX Sausage on everywhere, pretty much. Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live. PSN, I am the Kush3. The KUSH3. Stop listening. And I've been trying to just keep it more frequent and on a regular basis, posting artwork as opposed to just like, oh, doing things and then sending them off. Yeah. So that's on the site. There's messing around with time lapses too. I've come to the realization that Instagram's video compression is fucking terrible. And yeah. I guess it's okay if the video is rather small, because like the black and white one came out okay. But when I tried putting up the color one in full, it was like, God, this looks so shitty. If you were awake when I was doing it, you might have seen me post it and then delete it, then post it again, then delete it, then post it again. And then I was like, forget it. And then eventually I just have it up on YouTube. So that's up on the site and you can check that out for the latest piece. The first piece that was started and finished in 2016, along with a high-res picture of the piece itself. So yeah, all that jazz. And I am, whenever you post it, I am on the latest episode of Undercover Unitards.
Oh, you were?
Yep.
Cool.
I'm not sure when that'll be up, but basically we just chatted. You could call it an interview, but it was really just a chit-chat that I was like, this will probably only last a half hour, and then I think it went on for like an hour and a half or something.
Oh, wow. I'll definitely have to listen to that. I haven't listened to that show in a long time. I don't even know who's on it anymore.
So yeah, that's Mark pretty is. Much everything. And of course, pixelatedsausage.com is the site where you can get this podcast and everything else.
Alrighty. And Rich?
Yes, I am Rolex DP Racer on all social media and on Xbox as well as PSN. And I also do a show, Sports Car Unleashed, if you're into sports car racing. We're getting ready to kick off the 2016 season, so we got a lot of stuff going on there. And you can check us out there.
I just realized you never once talked about your Surface 3.
No, because, you know, I don't want to bore people. I'll talk about it forever. I freaking love my Surface 3. My wife got it for me for Christmas.
Well, go ahead and talk about it. We've got doing a few minutes to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, all right, yeah. Man, I've been wanting one of these for years. And, Surface first came out.
They weren't good until the Surface.
No, I know. I was going to get to that.
I had the first Surface Pro. Oh, uh-huh. God.
Yeah, uh-huh. Kind of a mess, huh? it will do this thing is perfect. You know, it was funny. My wife was apologizing.
It's She's like, not perfect.
I only got the 3. I didn't get the Pro. The 3 is perfect. I mean, I could fit it anywhere.
No, it's not perfect.
I'm talking about form size. Yeah. Please let me speak, Mark.
Everything about it pretty much is great. It just, the battery life is still,
I don't know, man. I'm having pretty decent luck with my battery life. I really
compare it to something like an iPad or an Apple Air. I want a solid 10 hours.
That's pretty much phones and everything else. Anything Apple. I mean, no one touches their battery life. That aside, I'm really enjoying this device. It's very, I don't know, it does a lot.
Do you have a pen?
No, the pen should be here on Tuesday along with my my keyboard cover. So I'm waiting on stuff. Right now I'm just using the Surface as is, and it's beautiful screen. I mean, for me, it does everything I need it to do. I mean, I'm not a programmer by any means. Yeah. So
it's for podcasts, very, very nice device.
Yeah,
if the battery life was like that of an Apple Air, I would consider it probably the best portable device you could ever want, because it works really well as a tablet, and then it's also just full blown Windows.
Yeah, which is great.
And the type cover is great.
Yeah. So I hear. I'm sure I'll talk more about that in the next show.
The pen is quite good.
Yeah, I'll be using it to actually navigate with, it looks like, from what I've been reading. That's why I got it, actually.
And I mean, you could put in, I don't know if you've tried it yet. I mean, you can play the Windows games on there, and you can put in the USB, but you can also do the streaming to it. So you can just be like, I'm going to.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, if you haven't done that yet, that's.
I have. I streamed Battlefront just to test it out, and I was like, wow, it looks pretty damn good on this monitor, especially compared to my PC monitor. It looks really good. I've been playing Xbox games on it too, the Windows 10 ones. And in fact, that's the reason we got the Game of Thrones puzzle, because I was playing that Microsoft puzzle game. My wife was like, "Huh, we should get a puzzle." And she comes home with this freaking behemoth thing, thanks to my Surface. So yeah, it's great. I also like using Office on it a lot. It comes with Office, and I mean, for the price, you can't beat it, man.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you got something you really wanted for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot cheaper than an Apple tablet. I'll tell you that.
How much did you say it was?
I don't want to say.
Oh,
I don't know if
it's like $3.99
if they had sales. Yeah, but
I got the base one, $3.99.
I think is that the new official price? Or is that like a sale price? Because I think it was $4.99 and $5.99.
Yeah, but it's I don't know if it's a sale price or not, but it's $3.99 for that. But nice. Then you add the cover and, you know, the pen, and then the price goes up a bit. But still, I mean, for what you get, I think it's pretty solid.
I would recommend everyone get the cover, but the pen is really, I mean, you don't need the pen unless you actually want to like write accurately or draw.
Or notes too, quick notes. I love how you can you know, you click the button on top of the pen, and it brings up one note, just like that. And, it's magnetized, too, the new one, the new pen. So you don't have to put it in a loop or anything. It just clicks to the side of the chassis on it. So pretty awesome.
Don't just, like, then feel like, oh, you can just throw it around everywhere, and it's going to stay on there. If you, like, put it in a bag, it's, like, it's not that strong of a magnet.
Right.
Well, you're right. You could gush on forever about this thing.
Yeah, I told you, man. I'm trying to cut it short. Mark isn't helping me over here.
All right, guys. That's going to be the end of the show. I'm Henderson Man on just about everything. So you guys have a good week, 2 weeks, bye week, 3 weeks, whatever. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Everybody have a few good weeks, and we'll see you guys again soon. Later. Mark, Rich already hung up.
But you haven't.
Well, no, but you ain't done your yet, so I can't.
Oh, so if I never do that, I guess I will just walk away from the mic right now and let you just stay there forever.